Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry, this is Motown Night. Motown. Four tops.
People are searching for the kind of love that we possess. Some go on, searching their whole life through, and never find the love I found in you. And when I speak of you, I see envy in other men's eyes. And I'm well aware of what's on their mind.
That's Bernadette for the Four Tops. You've stumbled into a Team of Voices Radio, a Wonderland production sponsored by A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. Thank you, A.P. Tonight, we have a little break from poetry, and we are having a music jukebox, and we're celebrating Motown. That was the Four Tops, consisted of Lawrence Payton, Ronaldo Obie Benson, Lawrence Teo Peoples, and Levi Stubbs, one of the greatest frontman lead singers of Motown sound. I'm Jay Hatter, your host. With me is Rocketeer. How you doing, Rock?
I'm good.
You're good. Just to let everybody know, we are battling a storm over Deborah Lee's place, so if we get bumped off, we don't expect to, but if we do, that'll be the reason. It's just a storm.
She is from Jersey. You're going to get bumped off.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Sweet Pea.
Oh, yeah, Sweet Pea. Birthday. Was she 29? 28? Something like that. Well, yeah, this is like, I think Deb and I have had two other Motown nights, and there's just so much that we're having another one. Motown started in Detroit, Michigan, by Berry Gordy. He borrowed money from family and took about $800 and made it into a multi-million dollar industry with the writing team of Holland, Dozer, and Holland. That's Lamont Dozer and Eddie and Jimmy Holland, who they had written songs for the Supremes, the Four Tops, Temptations, and Smokey Robinson. Songs like Love Child. They did Reach Out. They wrote Reach Out to the Four Tops. They wrote My Girl for the Temptations. Quite a writing team. Motown to me, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. Motown was huge at the same time that the rock and roll was starting. Motown being played on the West Coast. Rocketeer, I know you're quite a bit younger, but you remember the Motown sound?
Oh, you know, I love my music. You hear them throw the name Motown around, but sometimes it's hard to put something to the genre. But Motown kind of speaks for itself. You know, you did the Bernadette song that reminded me of Van Zandt's. Gloria.
Van Morrison. Van Morrison.
Van
Morrison.
Yeah. I love that sound. You know, you're saying we're taking a break from poetry, but you know, a lot of what they do is poetry still. You know, love the sound.
Absolutely.
The lyrics are phenomenal.
Absolutely. Motown was the first genre of music that reached both sides to the white and black audience.
Yeah,
I remember Barry interview by Berry Gordy. He said he went to a some gig locally where he's at, and he was surprised to see half of the crowd was white people. He had catered the music to with a from the R&B. Sound, rhythm and blues, a little rock and roll. Berry Gordy was a genius. He realized that all this production and mixing sound was sort of a waste of time, because what they were playing on the radio was AM. So they were listening, most people were listening over a transistor radio. So he catered to the top end of the music so it would sound better.
Right.
I didn't know that at the time. But that's quite a inventive way of, I'm trying to get to my music here. Come on. There's always been a question of if you were a Temptations or a Four Tops, that pretty much defined you as far as who you liked. I was a Four Tops guy. I love Levi Stubbs. But the Temptations, I think there were like 19 Temptations and only Four Tops. We lost Levi Stubbs a few years ago. He might be the last one. Otis might be still alive, but... yeah, for four decades, those four tops that I named stayed together without a change in personnel. That's quite an accomplishment.
Now I'm hearing from Animal House, Otis, my man.
Oh yeah, yeah. Otis and the Otis and the not the dragons. The Egyptians or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't remember that. I just remember him like pinning out, and Otis is like, "What the?"
Yeah. Okay, come on. As soon as I can get there, we're going to play another Motown. Probably play some Diana Ross. The Supremes. Supremes were made of Florence Ballard, Diana Ross, and Mary Wilson. No, not Mary Wilson. Cindy Birdsong. When Diana Ross left, Jean Terrell replaced her as the lead singer of the Supremes. Okay, here we go. If I can just get there. Boom. Get booted that.
That was a good choice.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Hey, Deb, are you still with us?
So far.
I'm having trouble getting back into the studio. Could you reach in there and play some Love Child Supremes?
I can do that.
Thank you very much. Or anything by the Supremes. Oh, hi. There we go. Sing for you. Okay. What was it doing this? Yeah, I should explain it to Racketeer. If the Lord told me I could only listen to one genre of music for all eternity, I would be hard pressed not to pick Motown over rock.
Thank you.
got Diana Ross and the Supremes. We're going to go right into some Smokey Robinson and the Imperials. Shot off really quick. Yeah, Smokey Robinson and the Imperials back in the day. There's a site on YouTube. It's called Daryl's House. What it is from Hall & Oates. It was Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates. He has this site called Daryl's House, and he invites these musicians from all different genres to come to his place. He's got a music studio in this cabin in the mountains, as it looks like, and Smokey Robinson is one of them. They play Tracks of My Tears in there, and it is incredible. Smokey's still doing it as good as he did back in the day. Would invite anybody to go look at Daryl's House and look at all the people and all the artists that he's had from modern day to back in the 60s. I'm going to go ahead and play some Temptations, their first million seller, My Girl.
Be
talking about, talking about. Yeah, that song was written about, I think it was David, Ruffin's wife is what it was written about. The lead singers, that was David Ruffin. The story goes Berry Gordy had talked to Jimmy Ruffin and offered him the job of being the lead singer of this group, Temptations. But then he heard David Ruffin, his little brother, and gave him the job before Jimmy. And that started a little rift between Motown and Jimmy Ruffin. And that gets really heavy into a lot of other things, but we're not here for that story. The lead singers for the Temptations, David and Jimmy, did play at one time, did sing lead for the Temptations. It was so screwed up, that the rift between the Ruffin, Jimmy Ruffin and Berry Gordy, that at one time there was two groups called called the Temptations that were performing in the United States, different places, and it was causing that, you know, that can't be good. It can't end up well. Jimmy Ruffin thought it was his band. He could use the name all he wants. David was probably the longest lead singer for the Temptations, but then you got Eddie Kendricks. He comes when David left. Eddie Kendricks was the lead singer, and then Luther Vandross, I believe, did also along with Jimmy. So there's been a number of different voices to lead the Temptations, but Eddie Kendricks and David Ruffin, just dynamite singers. I mean, I like I said, I like Four Tops. I like Levi Stubbs, the voice. He's more of a baritone. He's not that high. Like, I think Eddie Kendricks is a real high tenor. I guess it is a tenor, but
you like the Flatters?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Flatters, the Cadillacs, the Chi Lights, all those.
Oh, the Chi Lights, wow, yeah.
Okay, I am. We played My Girl. We played Love Child. Now, this was for you, Deb. Eddie Holland.
Oh,
That's Lonely Girl. That's for you, Deb. Is that Eddie Holland? I believe.
Thank you, Hatter.
Yes. No problem hitting those high notes. All right, this next song, this was written either by Berry Gordy or the Holland, Dozer, Holland team. I believe it was the trio that wrote the next song. And they wrote this song for Gladys Knight and the Pips. It's I Heard It Through the Grapevine. You'd think it was for Marvin Gaye, but it wasn't. It was Gladys Knight. It was written especially. Yeah?
The birthday girl's here.
720. Is that you, Sweets? Sweets. Unmute.
Are you muted?
I am muted. I was muted. Hello, hello.
Happy birthday, Sweet.
So
Thank you.
So how'd the bubble bath go?
Very nice. It was very nice. I had a very nice time in my bubble bath. It was very nice. Yes.
Roof.
Roof, roof. I don't, you see, that used to be drinking, and now all I can think of you is on the train. So it has a whole different meaning to me now.
Me too, that's why I pushed it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm getting slammed
by
a storm. Glad you got here for me to say it before it ticks me off. Hey, Hatter, listen.
Yeah.
We're sweet.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Yay, I got sung to the chipmunk song.
I think those are the Minions.
The Minions? Okay.
Yes, they are.
Minions. That's the Minions, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm trying to find back. We're going to play the original version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Gladys Knight and the Pips. It's a little different from Marvin Gaye's. It's just as good, I think. If I can find it again. I'm going to do the grapevine. Come on.
Didn't Stevie Wonder do that?
What's that?
The grape, Heard Through the Grapevine? Didn't he do that too?
There it is. Did who?
Stevie Wonder, no?
No. Marvin Gaye did it after Gladys Knight, and then Creedence Clearwater, rock version of it. So watch your ears. I can't get this any lower. Try it right there. Gladys Knight.
I'm
right, Gladys Knight. A little different, a little faster pace than Marvin Gaye's. Probably played out a little later. A little later. A little more Supremes. How about Reflection? By the Supremes. So, Sweets, what's your favorite Motown song? And I'll play it.
Oh, my God. I don't have a favorite. We talked about this earlier, and I really don't have a favorite. Okay.
I know what it is. Sweet Goodbye, Honey Bunch.
Sugar pie, honey bun. You know that I love you. I can't help myself. I love you and nobody else. In and out my life. In and out my life. Come and you go. Come and you go. Leaving just your picture behind.
Yes, Levi Stubbs, that beautiful voice of his. Chicken Pie Honey Bunch.
I have a poem.
Found one. You have a poem?
Okay. I do, especially about Motown. Well, it's not about Motown.
Oh,
but
okay.
If you're not reading poems, that's fine. But I do have one if you
want
to.
No. We have a couple we got to read. No, absolutely.
Okay. All right. But I love your music.
Thank you.
All right. I love it. But I didn't know, so. But here it is. It's gorgeous. You'll love it, especially you.
Okay.
Even though you're a guitar player, and this is about a piano.
Beautiful black keys.
Yeah. 88 keys. And I thought of it because we were talking about black keys earlier today.
Yeah.
So I wrote it a while ago, but you said black keys, and I love this picture of the black keys.
Mm-hmm.
So, isn't that gorgeous?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's 88 keys. Strike a key in the black and white weave of 88 keys, and rain pours, scores that scar the heart from hymnals to Motown harmonies. Sand and wind pitch unnatural fears, raising goosebump textures on the skins of babes until songs of mothers soothe. Silk ribbons tied on moonbeams guide ocean waves. Ladies sashay in silhouettes as guitar strings played. Men shouted serenades around beachy bonfires. A monochrome master struck two keys for harmony. The mood of the world changes. His fingers pounded. Skies darkened. Thunder sounded. All weep in sadness, whole notes swallow the earth in Ozzy's midnight train madness, craving and sensual twisting hips of Elvis. Angry triangle tink craved more spotlight, intensity orchestrated by the maestro in parody, music giggles to inner silliness. Cavemen tapped sticks and smashed rocks, see art on walls, begin headbangers club, using fingers called thumbs. Drums bang, head spot, guitar string strum, lovers fall, horns blow, bodies mingle, magic stirs, heart beats, as fingers tickle the 88 keys of ivory. End poem.
Fingers tickle, that's like tickling the ivories, huh?
Yeah.
Because I like the headbangers reference. Racketeer, what'd you think? I think we might have lost Deborah. I'm getting a post call in. We are not connected. So
I think
we're transmitting still. I think we're still transmitting.
You are.
Let's see. And I'm just going to switch. When I had to put my bass down because of the injury to my left hand, I was craving for some music to be able to play. So I figured, you know what, I had a Yamaha and a Casio keyboard. So I started playing Motown and learned that those beautiful black keys, the sharps and flats, is what Motown is basically written on. And I guess in the history of it, the old slave songs they would sing are in those keys, supposedly in those keys, if I remember right. So it's a certain different sound, and I had asked many people, why can't they duplicate the Motown sound, and musicians, I never got a real good answer. The only one that I fit was it lacks soul today. Their songs are written by a committee, so the artist doesn't own their own songs. That makes the record company richer by their yachts and such. Trying to imitate the Wrecking Crew, if you know who the Wrecking Crew is. And I just lost everything on my screen. Okay.
Oh no.
So let's see how it goes. We did try to see. I got this notice in my screen, and I can't see the callers in the studio.
Oh, no, the East, we're going to lose it because the East Coast is in a storm.
Well, we'll go as long as we can. Yep, it messed my thing up. If I could, I think I can still hit the buttons. Hold on. Oh. Ta-da. I remember when I was a kid, we had, we lost Deborah. Maybe she'd call back in. When I was a kid, we had a neighbor who was sort of an only child. He had two older sisters, but they were a lot older. But he was sort of an only child. So I get to hang with him all the time. And they were sort of rich, well off. And I got to go every summer up to Lake Tahoe where they would rent a cabin.
Yeah.
And when we were up there, we were able to, they would go to the concerts or the performers in Lake Tahoe. I got to see Petula Clark and some orchestra, but Petula Clark was fantastic. Even at the young age that I was, she sang Downtown, was the hit back then.
Downtown, up and around, let's go downtown. I love that song.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah.
Okay, let's. I can't move that thing. Somebody's there up top. Is that me? Is that? Yeah, that's me. So we did lose Deb. So hopefully we're. Okay, there goes the screen. Hopefully we're still streaming. I can't see. So, radio stations back east. I'm a California boy. I've been here all my life. But back east, were there stations dedicated just to Motown? Did you have? Anybody from back east? How about Mile High? Don't think we're broadcasting. Yeah, I remember in the Bay Area, Four Tops, Temptations were huge. Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye. They were all huge. Sweets, does it supposed to... Okay, no, it says we're going. Okay, very good. Hey, there you are. How are you doing, Wayne?
You didn't mention the Supremes.
Oh, yeah. No, we've already played one of their songs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Supremes were huge. And it reminded me, when we played it, it reminded me of the Ed Sullivan show. That was basically, besides Dick Clark's bandstand, they were the only way of seeing them. We didn't have computers, didn't have YouTube.
Soul Train.
That came a little later, but yeah. By that time, it was Motown was a little lost. Come on, here it goes. I'm trying to get back the song list here. It's not. Come on. Okay. That's not gonna do that. Let me scroll down. So Wayne. What are your favorite Motown songs?
I heard Through the Grapevine with Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye?
It was a good one.
Right. We just played the the Pips Gladys Knight version.
Okay, yeah, that was good too.
Right. Yeah, I like her version. It's a little faster, a little different tempo. You know, I think it'd be a good time. What I'll
Tears of the Clown was another good one. Tears of the Clown by Smokey Robinson was pretty good.
Without Deborah here, without the host, and if you can hear me, Deb, I can't access the music vault. I can't play anything. So this might be a short night. So Wayne, I was so lucky.
You won.
I know, but Deb, I had to sit my whole team. We're talking about fantasy football. I had to sit my whole team because none of them were going to be playing.
Yeah, I figured that. I thought that would happen to you, but you worked through it.
If it wasn't for Stephon Diggs, we'd be...
a lot of close games this year, a lot of close games. I enjoyed it.
I wonder if... Now, Deb would call back if she could. I can't access the music, so we could chat a while. How's the weather where you are, Wayne? Are you getting stuck in that tornado?
It's 2 o'clock this morning. It's big heavy-duty rain. It's 2 o'clock this morning. Wind blowing 50 miles an hour. It's been rough. Been a rough day.
Yeah, that's what's getting Deb right now up in New Jersey. Can't play nothing. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, well, I lucked out on that all season long. I just was lucky as could be. So if anything, I especially did. But, I think that it's good because you get to know other teams that you wouldn't normally know their personnel.
You're absolutely right. You got to know a lot about all the teams and who's doing what. And you keep up with everybody else, too, because you're seeing who's competing against you. So you know all the teams and all the players. It's a good way to keep up with football.
Yeah. Did you pay attention to that Fields Yates, whatever his name was? You know, the guys that do the little videos each week about each player?
No, I didn't see those.
They're the little videos, yeah, that show up on the fantasy page. They were so wrong. They were so wrong this year. Just look at our draft.
A lot of good players got hurt for a while, so it was a kind of a blitz mix-up.
That's true. I'll tell you what, this was another year.
Everybody thought Kansas City would do better than that. Kansas City may let a lot of people down. That's for sure. And Cincinnati, too.
They'll blame Travis for dating what's her name? Taylor Swift. That was a distraction.
She's got a few books.
Wasn't this was another year of great tight ends, was it not? My Lord.
There's a lot of them.
You know, you got Kittle, Kelsey, and that LaPorta. That's the guy, that rookie I picked up.
McBride is pretty good, too.
Oh, and that Mortensen or whatever that one guy's name that played with the Giants? He got hurt at the end of that game. But,
what was the guy's name? I had David Njoku.
He was very good.
He's
like number three. Number three in the league. Yeah, I had him for a while, I believe, but I didn't need two tight ends. But your guys, man, was a Brown and St. Brown and who was the other guy that got 30 something points? I go, oh man, he's gonna catch me.
Houston, the super Houston. What was his name? He kept getting 45, 30 points every year, every week. I can't remember his name.
You're talking the quarterback, right?
He set the record. They had a wide receiver. They kept doing pretty good for Houston.
Oh, right. Yeah, guaranteed Mahone didn't get his bonuses, not as much as he thought he was going to.
Yeah, he still might win the Super Bowl. You never know, but him, they may win the Super Bowl yet.
Oh yeah, he's going to be there as long as he stays healthy. You know, he's a big kid. He's a little deceivingly big. So is Josh Allen. Man, he's got to be 6'4". It looks like they can't call back in. Damn. And I'm.
Well, my Kentucky Wildcats won tonight, so I just got through watching the Minnesota ball game. I saw my Kentucky Wildcats win another game, so we're 6th in the country and moving up.
So who do you think is going to win it all? Who's going to be in the Super Bowl?
I don't know. It looks like me like Baltimore might have a good chance at it, and so does Buffalo. Baltimore and Buffalo seem to be the two strongest teams. You can't count the Phillies out either. I mean, the Phillies, but the Eagles. So that's three teams I'd have to say three teams. One of them will win it probably, I'm guessing. I don't think San Francisco's got a team to do it. They're strong. I think Cowboys will pull one game, and I don't think San Francisco can do it. So
San Francisco's going to be in it. San Francisco
maybe.
Will be in it, and either Miami or Buffalo.
What about Baltimore? What about the Ravens?
Well,
the best in football right now. It's a good team. It's gonna be interesting to see who makes it that far, because it's gonna be some hellacious games.
You know, it just some guys just don't know how to lose.
Right. Yeah, Kansas City. I don't expect them to be in there. I don't think they'll be there. They could be. I don't know. You never know about them. They play good, they'll win. If they don't play good, they won't. But they're awful good.
Well, they lost.
I thought Cleveland was good. They got stomped.
There you go, Cleveland. That's a mean.
They got beat today pretty bad, though. They got beat pretty bad today.
You know, they got to have.
Miami was good for a while, but Miami's just going to fold them 42.
Yeah, Miami's pretty beat up. But Tua's a great quarterback. I mean, he's able to do it. I think Kansas City lost.
I think Baltimore right now. If I had to pick one team, it'd be Baltimore.
Really? Baltimore?
Yeah, they've been beating everybody pretty bad.
Yeah, it's funny this year that the top teams went in series of three losses in a row. They all did it. The teams you wouldn't think they would lose to.
No. And Baltimore played all strong teams. The last five games they played was strong powerhouse teams, and they beat every one of them pretty bad. They beat San Francisco, they beat Buffalo.
Yeah.
Who are you picking? Who are you picking?
Niners.
Right, I'll go ahead and put the Baltimore and the Niners. We'll give it 1,000 points. Pay for 1,000 points. You do that?
It'll be interesting. You know, sometimes extra time off, now, can be a curse. You know, it's all about momentum.
It's true.
I think the sleepers, you know, you got the Dallas, Cleveland. I think those are the sleepers. Pittsburgh snuck in, didn't they?
Pittsburgh's in, yeah. Did Green Bay make it? I don't think Green Bay made it.
Wait a minute. They might have the wild card. No. They won.
Somebody had to lose for them to get in. I think somebody had to lose, but they wouldn't have made it. I don't know if they made it or not. I ain't looked at these playing yet. I ain't looked at the games yet. I don't know who's playing who. So I need to check it out.
Well, I know Miami's got to play Kansas City.
Right. And that's that one on TV day. That's one of the things.
The Browns play Texans at Texans. Dolphins at Chiefs. Packers play the Cowboys. That'll be a good game.
Kansas City probably the Dolphins, I think.
I don't know.
Houston, I don't know about Cleveland. I think Cleveland might get beat by Houston. Houston's pretty good. Yep.
Okay.
He barely got in. Tennessee Titans. They wouldn't have got in. Tennessee Titans kept them out there beating Jacksonville this weekend.
You know, if Buffalo would have lost that game to Miami, they would have had to turn around and play them each other again, which means in 4 weeks they had played three times.
Wow, that'd be rough. Everybody knows everybody hates everybody. By then they'll be fighting everywhere. There's already a lot of fights this weekend.
Yeah, and you know what? Somebody's got to go into. I think Miami goes into Kansas City, and I think it's colder than hell there right now.
Oh yeah, it's definitely cold out in Kansas City right now.
So,
it'll be cold for coming down. We're getting down to zero here by next Saturday. We'll be down to zero. So they said. So there's a big, huge cold front coming through.
So here's the projections: the AFC, Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, Texans, Browns, and then Miami, and then the Steelers. Eliminated. Okay, eliminated.
I'd say Baltimore, Kansas City, and Buffalo. Baltimore, Kansas City, my three favorites there. Buffalo, Kansas City, and Buffalo. Buffalo, Kansas City, and Baltimore.
I'll tell you what, it's going to, whichever defense keeps their offense on the field the longest, it's going to be time possession.
But you never really know. In football, anything can happen in football. It's amazing how good and bad it can be. You know, your team might not do nothing. You know, the next week they might score 60 points. It's amazing how good football came about. Football is a good sport. Nobody really knows who's going to win. I think they would, but it wouldn't.
Yeah, it should be a good playoffs this year. Trying to get the NFC here.
Dallas is in the NFC in San Francisco.
I drafted Prescott in the original draft, and he didn't do anything, and I had to let him go. But he's come around this last.
I should let Pollard go. Pollard, I had Pollard. Pollard always kept saying Pollard's going to do 19 and 20, and I was getting 15 and 12, 11. So he didn't deal with me down this weird year a lot. I thought he's going to be pretty good, and he wasn't that good.
Okay.
Lamar Chase, he got hurt. He was a good player of mine, but he got hurt. He was leading everybody there for a while, and then he got hurt. That hurt my team a little bit.
Jackson?
No, Lamar Chase.
Oh, Chase, okay. Yeah, you know, Lamar Jackson, as good as he is, just was not putting any fantasy points up for me. That's why I sat him on the bench. And thank God Purdy came through. Hung on to them. Okay, the NFC here, the NFC playoff picture. We're going to go top. We go San Francisco's number one, then Dallas, then Detroit, then Tampa Bay, then Philadelphia, the Rams, and the Packers.
Detroit, you got to watch out for Detroit. They're tough. They went to Kansas City and beat them first game of the season.
And, let's see, Dallas plays Detroit. The Rams play Philly? I think the Rams have to play Philly.
Philly beat them. Philly fell apart. If they get their act together, they'd be the best team in all of it. They just fell apart the last 7 games.
Yeah. The thing about the Niners, though, they're all going to be healthy.
Yeah, but they're too pretty. They're too pretty to win.
Tell you what, Purdy's for real. He's for real.
Oh, he is. He's definitely for real. But I kept saying first middle of the season, saying he ought to be playing. He just because he's got around him. He's a hell of a passer. I watched him play the last 2 games. He did great.
Oh yeah, they even tried blitzing him. They even tried blitzing him, and he picked him up, picked everything up, just fine. McCarthy, Stafford. And Stafford's another one that came through at the end.
I thought they took Stafford out and played another quarterback the last game. I think he didn't play the last. I think so. I think it's what happened. Something like it happened. Well, he wasn't playing in the last half. The second half, anyway. I watched the second half. He wasn't playing. Ruben Head Edwards did a pretty good job on him.
Well, he'll be playing. He'll be playing this weekend. Stafford. The Rams visiting the Detroit Lions. Oh, okay, good play. Against the Cowboys and the Packers. Okay, Cowboys, Packers, Detroit plays the Rams. That will be a brutal game.
I pick Detroit to win in the Super Bowl. Detroit against Baltimore.
So you an AFC guy more than NFC?
I like the AFC best. I'm an AFC fan. I would say that.
Are you?
I never cared much for the Chicago teams or Giants. I never cared much for them or Green Bay or none of them. Kind of AFC all the way. I kind of like I always liked San Francisco back in the day. When you had Fred Tarkin out there, I like San Francisco. You know, but I've always been like a Miami fan. I'm an AFC guy.
Did you say Niner fan?
Yeah, well, back when Montana was playing in Young, it was pretty good back then. It was fun, yeah. Fun to cheer for him. But since then, I don't know anybody in the NFC that I really liked a whole lot.
I was in Kansas City. I liked Lenny Dawson back in the day in Kansas.
Yeah. It's AFC, ain't it? Kansas City
is AFC. Yeah, and then when Seattle...
They was good, but I didn't care much of them. It was bad for a couple of years. It was mean for a couple of years.
Yeah, Steve Largent.
The Chargers, AFC. The Green Bay teams, I don't care much for the Green Bay teams or none of them. Vikings was good for a couple. I like Fran Tarkin playing for them. It was pretty good for a while. He wasn't my favorite team.
Yeah, how did Tarkington, he was 5'10".
Yep.
That was amazing. He was a scrambler. You know why he scrambled?
Yep.
So he could see downfield.
Yeah, he'd have to. Conceal. Like, he was a little, he could play the ball.
Yeah. He was a brave soul. Okay. Back in the studio, let's line it up. Let's see if anybody's back in. I don't think anybody is. So Deb must be... Lost her modem or,
Lions Club go down for another 3 or 4 weeks. There was this storm that they got there going on. Got a hell of a storm going on.
Yeah, Deb said it stretched all the way the full East Coast, from Florida up to New York.
It's going to be a lot of water.
Well.
A lot of water. Man.
Most destructive force of nature, man.
Northeast, well, is the worst thing they have. They got the snow coming in, and they got the cold weather coming in, and the hot weather from the south, and it's going to be a disaster for us.
Yeah. You know, I've always found it strange that people are scared to death of the earthquakes in California, but they'll live in Tornado Alley.
Hey, I hear you. We've had tornadoes. We never had a tornado in December. The history of Kentucky never had a tornado in December. In the last 3 years, we've had major tornadoes in December, 3 years in a row. That ain't good.
Well, you know why. Global warming. Everything's global warming.
Yeah, it has to be warmer. It wouldn't be warm weather. That's what caused it, more or less. So it has to be warmer weather. It's coming right through my city, too. We had three tornadoes that hit our town in December. It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, we've had a couple tornadoes touch down around here in Sacramento Valley. Nothing that, I think the biggest damage was it tore apart a car dealership, the hail.
Yeah, well, we have big ones in the spring. In the spring, we had major tornadoes in the spring, but in the wintertime, it only makes sense to have tornadoes in the wintertime.
So, is the summertime the hurricane season on the East Coast? Is that summer?
It starts around June and goes to November. From June to November is when I think hurricanes come happen.
June and November? June to November. And then tornadoes just show up when they clash over the plains. Yeah, they clash over the plains.
A thunderstorm gets out of control and gets the circular path going on into a tornado. They're pretty bad too. They can tear up something really bad. Killed 13 people around me in my town 2 years ago. Killed 13 people right down the street from me.
Well, no wonder the Plain Indians thought of spirits and gods. Have that tornado come at you in the middle of the night. I don't know what hit you. All the hail.
Oh, man. Yeah, there ain't no escape.
You know, they had a mystery of the a tribe that was nomadic, and I think it was by the Great Lakes. And the story in history was they found all these bodies with holes in their head. They thought they had been attacked by another tribe and killed. Well, they finally figured out, no, those were hailstones.
Right.
Caught these Indians out in the plains. Yeah, just brutally.
They'd be the size of a tennis ball and flying at you fast. And they you can't get hurt. They can kill you.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'll take the earthquakes. I've lived here all my life. I've felt maybe one. I've seen, witnessed a two. I remember my swimming pool just started chopping and spilling over the edges, but I didn't feel anything. The chandelier was swinging. Another one, I was at work when I can't remember where it was centered, but I was out. I was working for the fire department. I was working graveyard, and I went out and I looked up to the top of the tower, and I swear to God, I saw it sway. Like, oh, okay, that's just me. Look, this is me looking up, right? My vertigo is a little off. Then I come back in, and they go, "Did you feel the earthquake?" So,
well,
no, I didn't. But.
Remember the earthquake in San Francisco? They had the earthquake that year when San Francisco had the earthquake during the World Series. Had to cancel the game of the World Series.
Yep.
It was Oakland.
It was Oakland and San Francisco.
Yeah, Martin Luther
King Park there, Pacquiao Park.
It was pretty big too.
That was terrible. That happened. And the thing is, that freeway that collapsed on top of each other. I had traveled that so many times during the day.
The whole
sector
was still in. People driving off into nowhere. It was crazy. I remember it well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Wayne, I don't think she's going to be able to call back in. I don't have access.
Well, have a nice night. I'm going to let you go then. Have a nice night, and it's a pleasure talking to you.
You get we'll see you at the gridiron next year, huh, Wayne? Draft day. All right. So, alone again, ladies and gentlemen. And it looks like I just got booted off. Sure did. Anybody can hear me? Oh, I'm still here. You know, I think, let me see if I can get to, I have, there's a piece that Lockdown Lars left, and I think I'll read it. We get to run down the hall. Today's Sweet Pea's birthday. Happy birthday, Sweet Pea. And there's Lockdown Lars. The Third Man. It's about Motown. It goes like this, from Lockdown Lars. Berry Gordy III was the man with the plan, gonna write him some history. In Motor City, he creates a Motown clan, got a miracle job to smoke his glory. In the flame show bar, he found his thrill, set it up writing and then producing hard. He creates a phenomenon known as Hitsville on the place called West Grand Boulevard. Everyone knows the Motown stars from the Funk Brothers create the best dancing music. You can listen in cars. Joe Earl, Papa Zita, and James were the heat. No way you're gonna be called Funk Brothers. The music you make is from the soul, and so this name Gordy Smothers, who's now moonlighting off payroll. He started Rite Petit, wanting money was his aim, but he created a new beat. He now resides in the Hall of Fame. He does. He's been the Holland Dozer and Holland team that did a lot of the writing for the Motown and Berry Gordy. All both been admitted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So thank you, Lars. Told you a little bit about Berry Gordy, the Hitsville Motown sound. Well, I'm going to call it an evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about the short show. I don't have access to the studio, and I'd probably get tired of hearing me. Yeah. Let me run back to the studio here. So you've been listening to A Team of Voices Radio, a Wonderland production it's sponsored by A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. Thank you, A.P. I want to thank the board members, A.P. Taylor, Deborah Lee, Sweet P, and that would include myself in the board. Wayne, thanks for calling in. Rocketeer, always a pleasure to have you call into the shows. I'm going to start a new year here. Hopefully we'll get to another one, right? So just everybody just be excellent to each other, right? And we'll, let's see, this week, I don't know. Saturday, it'll be Saturday. Join us at, I believe it's at 11 o'clock Eastern or 10 o'clock Eastern. And with that, I'd like to bid everybody a great year of our Lord 2024. Can you believe it? And we'll be talking to you later. Thanks, guys.